So on this Sunday, April the 18th, 2021, I want to talk to you on the topic of living for Jesus. And I want to give you three verses, and I want you to listen carefully to what I have picked here for us. 1 Peter 2, 9 and 10 says this, "For you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy." And then Paul in Romans 8 says, a very familiar couple of scriptures, "For I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." And John records in chapter 10, "My sheep," of course Jesus talking, "hear my voice, I know them, they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one." The intensity of what these different writers are saying, sink into your brain today. You and I belong to Jesus, and nothing can separate you from his love. Jesus has invested his very life into you for over 2,000 years. Even before you were born or you were even in your mother's womb, he has been investing in your life. Even his prayer, I don't know if you've looked at that out of the Gospel of John, even his prayer prior to his own death was for you. John records in chapter 17 when Jesus prayed, "I do not ask that you take them, my disciples, out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. And for their sake, I consecrate myself, that they also may be sanctified in truth. I do not ask for these only, but also for those who will believe in me through their word." Notice the future tense. "That they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me and I am in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you sent me." Fantastic concept. Now, that doesn't mean living on this earth is easy. If anything, Jesus said it clearly, and John records, "I have said these things to you," and this is just before Jesus died, "that in me you may have peace, because in this world you will have" what? Tribulation. The Greek says trials, tribulations, suffering, even persecution. "But take heart, I've overcome the world and deprived it of power to harm you." What can we say? We're never alone. Never, ever alone since Christ has become real in our lives. And furthermore, even when Jesus went to sit at the Father's right hand, what did he say to his disciples back then? Same as for you and I. "I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away, for if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him," the Holy Spirit, what? "To be with you." And the Greek says, forever. And John goes on to say, "When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak of his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. He will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. Therefore I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you." So even now we have the Comforter working with us declaring the truth about Jesus, the reality of our Heavenly Father, and he's interceding and comforting, and obviously times groaning with sounds too deep for words, so that as Christ intercedes for us, we have a communication like no other. What I am convinced of is the following. Many of our problems would vanish if we just took time and realized we're not alone. Much of what we fear has to do with, oh, I've got to go through that, or I hope I can get to there, and who's going with us? Who never leaves us? Problems remain, obviously, even though we're Christians. But here's the reality. They must become secondary in knowing who Jesus is and the fact that we have a relationship with him. The Lord knows the way through the wilderness, is that little song. All I have to do is follow. And so often we get overwhelmed and we don't hear Jesus saying to us, I'm with you. I'm leading you. I'm going before you. I'm your rear guard. I'm walking beside you. I live in you. Greater is he that is in you, me, than he that is in the world. And so very often, I think we need to pause in the midst of all we're going through and say, Jesus, I know you're helping me. If you're worried and the stresses we go through, the reality is that every detail of our life is known to Jesus. He knows everything about, he knows us, numbers of hairs on our heads to when we sit down or when we rise up, as David says. And I'm convinced that nothing is random. God knows everything we're going through, and he knows the end already from the beginning. And therefore, with each passing moment, I think you and I, even this week, again, need to remind ourselves we can practice his presence and him working in us and us in his presence, or we can practice the presence of problems. It's all how we choose to look at things. But remember, if we're a royal priesthood and we're a holy nation, and God has called us to be great, to do great things in his name, then we need to be what? Practicing the presence of God more than ever. Paul says it in Romans 8 and 28, for we know that those who love God, for those who do, what? All things, work together for good for those who are called according to his purpose. Work out for good, not necessarily that they're good, but there will be good come out of it, and we will be growing in our faith. And so I would propose that as we head into this new week, and again, lockdowns around us like never before, it's like this last year never existed, we're starting all over from scratch. I think it's time to get refocused. That in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I've overcome the world. And then he goes on to say, so therefore keep your conduct among the Gentiles honorable, so that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day of visitation. We need to keep our focus because people are still going to make all kinds of accusations or give us a hard time for the simple fact that we bear the name Christian. And so our focus this week, with all the increased stress of life, should remain fixed. We live in a manner that is openly honoring to Jesus. We trust him for the timing and the guidance and the healing and the forgiveness in life situations. We need to continue to thank Jesus in the midst of every life issue. And since all things work together for good, even our mistakes and sins will be recycled into something that illustrates God's transforming love and patience toward all mankind. Don't lose heart. Don't let your faith low ebb. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are going to continue to rejoice and be glad in it. And may I conclude with Peter's great injunction in chapter 5. So cast all your anxieties on Jesus because he what? He cares for you. And that never stops. What a God. Let's pray together. Our Father, we thank you and we bless your name for what you do in our lives. Sometimes we feel very much alone, but the reality is we're never alone. You are always with us. And as we have this new week, you're going before us, you're walking beside us, you're living within us, you're our rear guard, you are confronting evil, you are protecting us, and all things are working together for good. We may not see it now, we may not see it for months, even years. But if your word states that fact, then that's the fact. And so nothing will separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. The Holy Spirit continues to bring comfort to us each and every day. And so, Lord, help us to stay focused on the reality of what our faith really means, because the world around us is desperately looking for answers, and they're going to notice that Christ followers are different if indeed we have kept our focus on you. And so, Lord, with that, I commend each and every person who sees this tape or hears this tape now, that you would bless them wherever they are and guide them with your incredible hand in these upcoming days. And we thank you together. In Christ's name, amen.